From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Our region has a large number of Mexican immigrants, and many haven't been able to see their relatives for years. Well, now the Mexican state of Tlaxcala is opening an office right here to help reunite families across borders. The program is part of a larger initiative from the state, which is located east of Mexico City, to provide resources to Mexican nationals who are living in the United States. The agency does this in part by running reunification programs and paying half of all travel costs for visits up to 30 days. Hannah Merzbach of KHOL reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
On a winter afternoon, grandkids, parents, and grandparents are huddled together in the waiting area in Wyoming's Jackson Hole Airport. They are just outside of the security line, taking the last few minutes to spend time with each other before some of them board. Rosa Preciado has lived and worked in the Jackson area for 18 years. She's saying goodbye to her parents, who are going back to their home in the Mexican state of Tlaxcala. KHOL's Emily Cohen translates.
My parents could be with my children. They could be with my nieces and nephews, with my sisters. We really enjoyed it.
Like much of the area's Latino population, Preciado immigrated from Tlaxcala, east of Mexico City, and she can't return to see her family because of her documentation status. Her parents were able to come thanks to a new program which in 2022 helped five Mexican elders visit their families in Jackson.
The government helped make it possible for them to come, made it easier for them to be here.
The program is part of a larger initiative from Tlaxcala to provide resources to Mexican nationals living in the United States. The agency does this in part by running reunification programs and paying half of all travel costs for visits up to 30 days. Paula Zabalsa heads Tlaxcala's Immigrant Assistance Office.
We want them to feel close to their land, to their homeland, and to have the support of the Tlaxcalan government.
The agency also helps immigrants get legal documents that they need to live in the U.S. Other Mexican states have programs like this, but a New York office that opened in early 2022 was a first for Tlaxcala. Zabalsa says New York has the largest population of Tlaxcaltecans, about 2,500 people. The small mountain town of Jackson has 1,500 people from Tlaxcala, the second largest group in the U.S. Zabalsa says that's why, as early as February, Jackson will be home to the next Immigrant Resource Center. The office will also offer help with passports and visas.
You have to do a lot of things to get a legal document from Mexico, and sometimes it's impossible.
That's Alex Perez, who was also sending his parents off at the airport alongside his teenage daughter. He says the new office will give immigrants like him more resources compared to when he came to Jackson 16 years ago. People such as Perez have been coming to Jackson from Tlaxcala since at least the 1990s. The two places have a lot in common. They have snow-covered peaks, a cowboy culture, and a small population.
People know each other in those little towns where I came from. So people who are usually live here first, they go back and they tell people there's opportunities here, and they end up bringing a lot of people to this side.
Latinos as a whole make up nearly 30% of Jackson's population and are the backbone of the town's labor force. Perez works as a carpenter and now has a family of his own here.
Probably as my case, like many, we end up living here for many years. That wasn't my main plan, but I'm here now for about 16 years.
For 10 of those years, Perez was unable to see his family in Mexico. This visit was only his teenage daughter's third time meeting her grandparents. These elders were the first group to come to Jackson from Tlaxcala through this program, but more are awaiting visas for trips next year. And with the opening of the new Immigrant Resource Center as early as February, more reunification programs are on the horizon. This is Hannah Merzbach of KHOL for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.